Okay, welcome to the Open Hardware Dev Room. We are fortunate to hear our next talk on an extremely interesting piece of open hardware here that implements a number of new ideas in how to provide provide useful single board computing devices. So please welcome John Thompson.
Hello, good afternoon, and thanks everyone for making it here. I appreciate it's after lunch on Sunday, and so it's been a long weekend. And it's been great to hear great talks on security, attestation, many, many different areas that low-risk cover. One of the things that we're going to cover in this talk is about a bit of open source hardware that we've generated for a project. Also describe a little bit of what we do. And you may have heard of us through other means, so I'll try and explain some of that. So what is this talk about? So open source hardware and Bitstream for evaluating Chariot. What is Sonata? So before further ado, this is the board. It's something that's been produced by our colleagues at New AE, a little demo stand as well. It's very swish now. And it's for experimenting with Chariot, and we'll get into what Chariot is. But firstly, a little detour. So what is low risk? Low risk is a clue is in the name. RISC-V based company, we were an outspin of spin out from Cambridge University. We celebrated our 10-year birthday last year. And our mission is to try and get Silicon Commons, so open source hardware. So when I was last in the room over there 14 years ago and giving a talk, I was on open source software. And now we're trying to do the same for open source hardware. So we're trying to make hardware the same as where open source software is now today. So what is low risk? So, Non-profit, so it's a CIC company, community interest company. We don't make, we're not-for-profit. We have a full-stack engineering team, so if you were in the RISC-V room yesterday, you would have heard about the Open Hardware Foundation. So our friends there who are also trying to get open source hardware. We do a lot more of the work in-house, but we also work on projects with other team members. From different companies, which we'll show in one of our big projects. But we have all the way from LLVM, which was the basis of how Low Risk started. We went into and we built up. So we've got RTL, we've got DV, we've got a lot of different types of engineers working with us. So we have about over 20 engineers. We have two main offices, two main sites. So we're headquartered in Cambridge. There's a picture of our office. And then we also have security researchers in Zurich. And we're expanding. We're always looking for people interested in open source hardware. And so if you're interested, please find me afterwards. We're a founding member of RISC-V Foundation, which is now RISC-V International. And also I'll be speaking a little bit about Cherry Alliance. And we are the steward and maintainer of OpenTitan. And we also inherited from ETH Zurich, the Zero Risky project, which became IBEX. So we also maintain that 32-bit microcontroller. It's used in a lot of designs. This work was also done with our subsidiary, New AE. So we bought New AE a couple of years ago now. And New AE I've seen mentioned in many talks. So they work on investigating hardware, side channel analysis, fault injection, but they work on, you know, security research onto hardware boards. And their product line